Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. I hope you're well. I hope you're great. I hope you're tremendous. Happy Friday to you. I'm live in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City. He's helping to hold things down, keep things moving. Ryan Botcher. It's Friday, and we got a lot to get into. This is when the show gets started. Every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Yeah, week 4 of the NFL season, it's already underway. Man, we had an interesting game. At least it was interesting at the end between the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals. Thank you so much. We got a game in Ireland on Sunday. We got Dak Prescott running for his life on Sunday with Micah Parsons. We got a lot to get into here in Atlanta, Georgia. Here in Georgia, there's a lot of people hyped for Georgia and Alabama. And so we got a lot to get into. We heard from the Los Angeles Lakers and the future of LeBron James and their franchise. That'll be pretty interesting. Hey, we got a guest joining us. Shout outs to Jerry Palm from CBS Sports. He'll be here with us next hour to talk even more college football. We'll take a look at the games over the weekend. It doesn't matter if it's tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. Damn, Russell Wilson, he's getting beat up by everybody. We'll talk about Russell Wilson. We'll get into the NFL. We got Ravens versus Chiefs. Somebody's going to go 1-3. That really sucks. Sucks for all of those guys. Anyway, you can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, do you? Do you? You got money? It's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to be a part of the show too? Hey, call up 888-710-4ISN. That number again is 888-710-4ISN. Me? Yeah, me. I'm on the internet too. That's how I got here in the first place. You can find me on the internet. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. It's at JR Sport Brief everywhere, all over the place, on social media. What a day. Another Friday. Here we are at the weekend, basically. If you're out there getting money, congratulations. Take all the money. If they're going to give you that money, take that money, okay? Get that money. Anyway, we got a lot of football to get into, of course. Got media days going on in the NBA, as I mentioned. Happy to be here. You know, we're going to talk about the game last night first. And I said it, the Cardinals are so mediocre, they get on my damn nerves. So welcome to week 4 of the NFL season. Ryan Botcher, welcome to Friday. You doing good?
I'm doing great. besides for me having to stress about Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster. I'm doing great.
What are you trying to buy from Ticketmaster?
My Chemical Romance tickets, I decided I lost.
Okay. What is this, like a lottery system? What the?
No, because Ticketmaster for concerts that are very popular, they put like a queue system in, so that's already a mess. And then they introduce something called dynamic pricing.
Yeah, demand.
So with the amount of people in the queue, the prices these tickets were not realistic.
Mm. Well, sucks for you. Watch football over the weekend. Who needs My Chemical Romance?
Yeah. Football eases the pain.
Okay, that's good. I don't know anything about My Chemical Romance. I don't know a damn thing about that. Well, next time. But have you seen them before?
Yeah, I saw them this summer. They're coming around to Queens, though.
You saw them. You're good. Fine. No need to waste any more money. Save your money. You need it for a rainy day, okay?
The rainy day when they play.
Who?
When MCR plays. My Chemical Romance.
Okay. You'll be okay. Anyway, I don't know what the hell I've heard of them. I don't know who the hell they are or what they do. I know they make music. Good for them. And I'm happy that you saw them already. Something that I had to sit through. You know, what's one thing in the current time slot that I'm in here on the Infinity Sports Network, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific? I'm on air during a lot of the games. It doesn't matter if it's baseball, don't matter if it's basketball, you know, outside of a West Coast game, I'm right here on the air. It's the benefits of the job. I get to sit around and watch sports in the studio, and then I get to talk about it. And let me tell you something. Of course, I can't get all that in depth. I cannot hear all of the commentary. People ask me about my commentators. I tell people I don't care about commentators. I don't listen to them. I don't see them. The majority of the sports that I consume on a daily basis, which is every day, all day, when the game's alive, I'm here in the studio, I don't hear no damn broadcasters. I hear the sound of my voice. I hear you when you call me up, 888-710-4ISN. I hear everything. But I got to watch the games. I got to watch them, okay? And as we sat here yesterday, Thursday night football, the start of week 4 in the NFL season, the Arizona Cardinals hosting the Seattle Seahawks in the desert. By the time we got to halftime, I had to witness, a 7-3 growing to a 14-3, and I'm watching the game, I'm saying this is a complete waste of time. When I walked out of this studio, knowing how the Cardinals operate, I said, let me just watch a little bit more of the game. Let me see how this game is going to end. Is it going to be a complete beatdown? Is it going to be a whooping? Is this going to be a waste of time? Well, the Cardinals, they were the Cardinals last night, okay? They came back at the end of the game. We saw Seattle miss a field goal that would have extended the game. The Cardinals got a whole lot of life. They end up tying up the game. But then there's too much time left on the clock. Ultimately, Seattle gets another chance to kick a game-winning field goal. And they go out there and do it. Myers knocks in a 52-yarder for the Seattle Seahawks. And at this stage of the year, the Seahawks, shout-outs to everybody in the Pacific Northwest, the Seahawks are 3-1. Sam Darnold, he looks like a good investment for the Seattle Seahawks. And, I mean, I don't care for Sam Darnold. I think he's eventually going to turn into a pumpkin, no different than what we saw last year with the Minnesota Vikings. I don't trust Sam Darnold, but God bless him. They're winning now. Seattle is looking good. I know it's the start of the week. Somebody is likely going to catch him. Sam Darnold leads the NFL in yards passing. Is he going to be the finisher by the time we get through Sunday? Probably not. 905 yards passing this season for Sam Darnold. He has more touchdowns. He threw one last night, by the way, Barner. He has 5 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. Are we looking at the real Sam Darnold? Are we looking at a guy who can legitimately be a starting quarterback in this league? Is Sam Darnold just another quarterback who had to suffer to start his career with the New York Jets? He could be in the long line of guys to go out there and do it, man. Sam Darnold's taking a look. He was asked about the season so far. Sam Darnold going from Minnesota knowing that he was a babysitter to the current situation. He talked about the 3-1 year. Yeah, you're looking good, Seattle. You're looking good.
Good to get the win, you know, and to do it in the, you know, 2-minute drive and get that big play to Jax at the end was huge. And, you know, just I feel like the complimentary football, you know, not just today, but all season has been really good. You know, and we're just going to continue to get better from there.
Yeah, better from there. They barely got by, but that's how you need to win sometimes in the NFL. You ain't beating everybody up every single game. You're going to have to grind some games out. You're going to have to win the close ones. That's what separates the good from the bad and then the great. Can you hold off at the end of a game? Are you shooting yourself in the foot? You finishing off the opposition. Seattle Seahawks. Looks like they shot themselves in the foot yesterday with that missed field goal. That would have extended the game, giving them 23 points, putting the game at pretty much out of reach, not allowing Arizona to have life. Mike McDonald, he's the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Thinking about his kicker Myers, missing a kick, coming back to complete and finish the game winner with 52 yards. Mike McDonald says, my kicker? Oh, yeah, he got ice in his veins. He's cold-blooded.
I've seen this guy play golf. I mean, he's a stud, bro. He's like ice in his veins. And we knew he was going to make that kick. And I think the whole sideline knew.
Oh, okay. All right. I've seen him. Boccia, did he say I've seen him play golf? Is that what he said?
Yeah, he did. I don't get that because you don't use your feet in golf.
I guess he makes tough shots, you know, with pressure on his back. I don't know. Like, he's seen him play golf. No fear. I don't know if it's scarier playing golf or playing NFL football, but Mike McDonald certainly believes that there is a correlation. Good for the Seahawks. I'm happy for the Seattle Seahawks. We don't know what the heck we're getting out of the 49ers throughout the course of the year. I know Brock Purdy coming back from injury right now. We have no idea what things are going to look like in the NFC West. The Seahawks, they got a legitimate chance to win this division, given how they've started right now. Are they winning the Super Bowl? No. Do I think Sam Darnold eventually is going to suck at the end of the year? Yes. Los Angeles Rams are sticking around. They're not going anywhere. I think they'll battle it out with Seattle. And then you got Arizona. Okay, let's forget Seattle for a second. Let's talk about the team that lost. The Arizona Cardinals are 2-2. And let me tell you something. That is the closest representation of who and what they are as a team, as an organization. You got Kyler Murray. That's exactly who that guy is. He's 2-2. He's 50-50. He's 500. He's up. He's down. He's yang. He yangs. He yangs. He's a little bit of everything. He's dynamic, and at other times, he is depressing. And shout outs to, you know, a great movie. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to get with Kyler Murray. Okay, Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. You don't know what you're going to choose. You getting a touchdown? Are you getting an interception? Kyler Murray last night, he led the Arizona Cardinals in rushing. He was out there running for his life. Okay. The man had 41 yards rushing. We know Connor is out. Kyler Murray also threw 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. There's a lot of twos. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. The team is 2-2. They're 500, and this is what they're going to be all year long. It's maddening. Marvin Harrison Jr. had some good catches, 1 touchdown. He also had some drops. He also had some opportunities where he didn't live up to snuff. People are looking at him going, man, your dad was great. You were great in college. What happened? People are waiting on it. Kyler Murray looking at the team that had 3 points all the way damn through the game until basically the end. What the hell is going on with the offense, Kyler? Why y'all suck?
It wasn't clicking. It was not clicking. You know, pretty much getting physically dominated whole first half. And, you know, it's frustrating because you watch the defense go out there and get stop after stop after stop. And offensively, just like we just couldn't get it going.
do something. I don't know. It doesn't help that years ago when he signed his contract, they put a clause in there that he needs to study more. Years ago, it was pretty apparent that there were concerns that he was more interested in playing video games than studying his playbook. Kyler Murray can be good. You know what? A matter of fact, Kyler Murray would be good if he were 5 inches taller. This guy, they say he's 5'10", 5'11", 6 feet. No, he's not. The guy's not 5 nothing. He's not 6 anything. You barely see over the line of scrimmage. He has to roll out to his left. He has to roll out to his right. He has to see if there's a pocket. He has to see if there's space. If there's space, he's going to run. If there's not, he's going to run some more. And then he's just going to throw the ball downfield and hope that somebody like Marvin Harrison Jr. catches it. But even here, still in his second year, things aren't always clicking. It's 4 games in. You could say that Marvin Harrison Jr. up until this point has been a disappointment. People expecting this dude to be one of the best wide receivers in the game already. Kyler Murray had to talk about his young wide receiver and what the hell is going on where he can't help him out.
Yeah, I mean, I just think Marv expects so much from himself. You know, he expects so much. So, I mean, even that singular play is just not to his, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not to his standard, obviously. As an individual, you know, he drops the ball, it's interception, right? And I'm sure that's lingering in his mind or whatever it is. But I love the way that he fought back and continued to play hard and continue to make plays. You know, obviously he's probably going to go home thinking about that. But, like, you know, at the end of the day, again, it's football. We all make mistakes. But he continued to battle. I'm excited. You know, I'm excited, and I'm glad that he continued to played his ass off in the fourth quarter. You know, continued to, when he got man, he made the plays. The touchdown catch was an amazing catch, you know. So, again, I got the utmost confidence in him, and I think, you know, he should have it as well.
Oh, boy. All right, whatever. Y'all suck. I really, there's a lot of teams that go out here and play football every single Sunday. And I just got to go, man, this team stinks. The Cardinals never really suck that bad. Not bad enough to just hit the eject button. Not bad enough to, you know, get the number one overall pick. They are just mediocre. They're stuck in the middle. They got a prom date every single year. But the prom date is ugly every single year. They're never going without a date. They're never walking in with a 10. Their prom date is always somebody in the middle. That's the Arizona Cardinals. I feel bad for their fans. They are on an eternal treadmill of mediocrity. You know, if there is a bright side, and we got plenty of time to talk about Seattle, okay? And they're looking good. Looks like they'll be in it with the Rams and try to stick things out later on in the year with San Francisco. Hey, good for them. The Cardinals are the weak link, man. I guess on the positive side, the next game is going to be against Tennessee. If they can't beat the Tennessee Titans, they need to quit. They need to give it up. Kyler Murray needs to collect his checks, and he needs to start thinking about the Russell Wilson pathway. At least Russell Wilson won a championship. At least he went to 2. Kyler Murray is a backup in the NFL. I'm sorry, he's a backup. There's not a damn NFL team that will ever win anything with Kyler Murray. Yeah, those are strong words. I hate to talk in uncertainties. I really do so. I'd be shocked. I don't care what team it is in the NFL. I'd be shocked if Kyler Murray ever leads anybody to a championship. And congratulations, Sam Darnold. You might be better right now. I don't believe in you either. It's just the facts. What a great, not really, NFC matchup that we saw last night. NFC West football doing it big. Thank you for making things interesting at the end. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much to get into. Man, we're going to get into some college football. Got some great guests that are going to join us. Shout outs to Jerry Palm. Covers all things college football. He'll be here with us next hour. We'll get into some of the matchups that we can expect to see in week 4, Sunday night football. Man, we got Dak. We got Micah. We got Cowboys. We got Packers. Can't wait to see Jackson Dart play. for the New York Giants. That'll be fun against the Chargers. We got the Chiefs and the Ravens. And we got Russell Wilson watching on the bench. LeBron James is, well, Lakers are talking about his future. They're trying to flip the script on him. We'll get into that. We have so much to discuss. If you want to call up and discuss anything, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We come back on the other side of the break. Yeah, week four of the NFL season is upon us. I have to get this just out the way. I have to. It's a must before we move on. There was some big news at the NFL headquarters a couple months ago. The NFL might be in a little bit of trouble. Okay, we'll discuss this on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Happy Friday on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Radio. I'm a network. This is the radio. The guy said I got a voice for radio. Well, thank you so much. I guess I couldn't do anything else in life. Here I am. Just talking. Anyway, I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, before the break, I told you about something that we're going to get into. A horrific incident. You might recall not too long ago at the NFL offices, a guy came through and decided to shoot the place up, had a note on him in his passing that said he wanted his brain checked for CTE. Well, that's what he had. Guy had CTE. We'll get into that a little later in the show. We know what a horrific thing this has been for NFL players. But here we have a gentleman who apparently suffered from CTE. He ain't playing the NFL. We'll get into that a little later on. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Todd from Maryland on a happy, happy Friday. What's up, Todd?
Hey, JL. How you doing, buddy?
I'm amazing. You feeling good?
Good. Yeah. 10th, it's Friday. You know, Yeah. Always good on Friday.
I know. What's up?
Well, I was curious about the NFL Europe, about whether we're going to Europe or whether we plan to put teams in Europe. Or what's the lowdown, JR? And I figure I'd get the lowdown from you, brother.
Well, thank you, Todd, for calling from Maryland. I appreciate you. Man, we had an NFL Europe and it flopped. I don't think we're doing that crap again. I mean, does that logistically sound possible to you? I mean, is there a possibility at somewhere down the line that the NFL has a few teams? I don't know how long it's going to take. Is it going to take 25 years? Is it going to take 30? Is it going to take 40? Is it going to take 50? I have no idea. I know the NFL is a business. Businesses like to make money. And one of the ways that you make money with a business is scale. All right? I mean, if the NFL had it its way, they'd be playing games with different leagues all over the world. But is it feasible today? The answer is no, because if they could do it, they would. They really would. I mean, hey, we got the NBA. The NBA basketball, obviously more of an international game than football, American football. Basketball is probably the second most international team sport on planet Earth, just right behind football or soccer. You know, like that's basketball. Anybody could play it all over the world. Sure, fine. Yeah, good. We got DeMarcus Cousins. I think he's playing basketball in Mongolia right now. Even Mongolia has a league. Shout out to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rican league basketball is great. But my point is, the NBA is exploring having a league in Europe because they can. Okay, it's a little bit easier than trying to get a couple guys together. I don't know, ex-rugby players and throwing them on the football field and saying, hey, guys, go at it in a way that's going to be entertaining. And so as it stands right now, do I think we're going to have another NFL Europe? No. Could they wake up one day and say, hey, you know, maybe let's run flag football? That might be an easier barrier to entry. You don't got to buy pads. You just run. You run away. You dart. And I think that's why the NFL has invested in flag football. I think it's an easier way to get people exposed to traditional tackle football. Oh, yeah, and by the way, on planet Earth, NFL football, as long as I'm alive and maybe a bunch of generations after me, NFL football, American football, will never catch soccer when it comes down to popularity. Okay? You ain't putting people in pads in South America. I know the NFL is going back to Rio a bunch over the next several years. You just ain't putting people in pads. You know what you need to play soccer? You know what you need? You need your feet, and you need something that resembles a ball. We got people all over planet Earth. They are kicking things that resemble a ball. Ain't necessarily a ball. And so, yeah, the NFL wants to expand. Is it going to happen? No, I don't think so. In NFL Europe, I remember watching a few of those games. Those games sucked. It's like glorified college. Looking at guys who are trying to make it big, just play over in Europe. Hey, look, get your scratch, get your coin, get your money any way that you can. Well, I was going to say bocce. You don't even remember NFL Europe, right? No?
No, for a second I thought you were referencing just the bad games we'd send over there, like the Giants-Panthers like from last year. So right. I'm assuming that they just had a mini short season league.
No, yeah, it was a whole league that they had out there. It's like, I don't remember. One of the team's names was the Dragons. Like, the NFL had a league in Europe. Of course, it was no 30, 32-team league, but they had a league. And it was distributed on Fox. I think it had the same broadcast partners of the NFL. And it's just like, hey, what am I? Why do I want to watch like eighth string guys play football in Europe? The answer is I don't. I didn't. And I think a lot of people feel the same exact way. Look, it's one thing to send games over to Europe. We got the Steelers playing in Ireland on Sunday. Okay. Playing on the Minnesota Vikings, playing against the Minnesota Vikings. That's one thing. Send a team to Brazil. Send them to Ireland. Send them to Spain. Send them to London. Send them wherever. But to think that you're going to wake up and just put a league out here in Europe, not happening. Been there, done that. And don't even get started on, well, we can put a team out there. We can have one London team. Make them the London Jack. No, nobody's doing that. Who the hell is flying 6, 7, 8 hours over the Atlantic Ocean to play a football game? Does that logistically make sense? Answer's no. I still can't believe people were saying that. Oh, we're going to, NBA is going to add a team in Europe. NFL is going to add a team in Europe. Like, stop it. That's too much travel. You can't do that. Let's just put an NBA team in, Seoul, South Korea. Let's put an NFL team, one NFL team in Thailand. Like, what are we doing? Can't do that. People are just silly out here, being ridiculous. Don't worry about NFL expansion. Only thing the NFL is going to do right now, every now and then, is maybe move a team to a different state, city, or stadium. My apologies to all the wonderful people in Oakland, California. Y'all are great. The owner of the A's, Mr. Gap and Banana Republic. Oh, that guy sucks. Okay. He stinks. Not buying their clothes anymore. I think the owner sucks. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we talked about the NFL game that got us kicked off with week 4 last night. Seahawks and the Cardinals, the up and down Cardinals. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some of the matchups that we have on Sunday. Unfortunately, I'm going to tell you about some guys who may not play, will not play, don't hold your breath if they play, that they will play up to standard. Yeah, it's week 4. NFL's a tough game. We already have injuries. We'll get into it on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. And we already talked about the start of week 4 of the NFL season. We had the Seahawks and the Cardinals last night. I was asked about international games. And, man, we got even more games over the weekend. We got some big ones. As a matter of fact, when we get to the top of the hour in about 20 minutes, we'll talk about the Ravens and the Chiefs. It is difficult to believe, or maybe not. The loser of this game is going to start the season at 1-3. If you go 1-3 you're basically cooked. But the Ravens certainly have too much talent to be cooked. Are the Kansas City Chiefs going to be cooked? We're going to get into that at the top of the hour. And then we have so many other matchups that we need to discuss. But before we get there, we know the NFL is a violent game. Game of attrition. Last man standing. Everybody's going to get beat up. Everybody's going to feel it. Everybody's going to get hurt. Everybody's going to feel some pain. Got a bunch of games that are going to be impacted due to injury this upcoming Sunday. How about this game right here in Atlanta, Georgia? On Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons are going to host the Washington Commanders. I want to say this is a little bit of a nightmare. I alluded to it last night. We did not see Jaden Daniels last week for the Commanders. We saw Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota went out there and won over the Raiders. And you just had to go, damn, is he back in Oregon? What version of Marcus Mariota is this? Not the one that we've seen in the NFL? Well, apparently we're going to see him again on Sunday. Jaden Daniels dealing with a knee sprain. He is going to be out. Terry McLaurin is out as well. It just sucks. Listen to Dan Quinn share this horrific news.
First thing I do, I'd give you some guys that we'll rule out today. That'll be John Bates, Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Jaden Daniels. And I know you'll want to discuss with Jaden. He's working incredibly hard around the clock to get back. Ultimately, doctors haven't cleared him just yet. He's absolutely doing everything he possibly can. So Marcus is going to start again.
Oh, boy. Boy, nobody, I don't care if you're a Commanders fan. You could be happy with what Marcus Mariota did last week. Don't nobody want to see that guy play? Nobody. We got a lot of Commander fans that are here in Atlanta for the weekend. Shout outs to Odyssey Atlanta. They're throwing all these big old parties today, tomorrow, big old tailgates on Sunday. And it's a mix. We got people from D.C. here who are here to party. I think these people in D.C., they better party at the game and at the tailgate and have fun. But when the final whistle blows, I think the Falcons are going to win. And that's despite Michael Penix Jr. looking like complete trash this past Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. You know, who knows how things roll. But hopefully we see Jaden Daniels back on the football field by the time the Commanders take on the Chargers on October 5th. Come on, we got to have Jaden Daniels back at that point. You'll have missed two games, and two games is just one too many. Come on, Falcons, get a win. You losers, bunch of losers they are. That's not the only injuries that we got across the NFL. Think about this one. We got the Buccaneers. We're now out of Mike Evans with a hamstring issue. Not going to help their cause at all as they get ready to take on the Eagles. Buccaneers are undefeated. They're winning every game by the skin of their teeth. Baker Mayfield is helping them to come back at the end of these games, and they almost lost to the New York Jets, came back and won that one. Had no Mike Evans. Well, now they don't have him for about a month. They've been dealing with a variety of injuries. I mean, Chris Godwin has yet to play. Is he coming back from his ankle? And you got to worry about worse. And even Baker's busted up. Listen to Todd Bowles, who is, pretty upset all the damn time.
Trending in the right directions. We'll see what happens tomorrow with Tristan and Chris. And then Baker should be okay for Sunday, but he's limited today.
You mean to tell me Baker Mayfield, he's dealing with a bicep injury, by the way, right? Not something that you necessarily want to have hurting if you are the starting quarterback of an NFL team. Having a bad bicep is not a good thing. He's going to go out there and play. Hey, Boccia, they don't have enough people to massage his arm? No.
That'd be the question is, they're painkillers. Because you could take Advil or something, ibuprofen.
Didn't you say that you personally don't like needles?
Oh, no. I'm anti-needle. Anytime I don't need to see a needle, I'm good. But I can take an Advil.
You don't need to see a needle. So what happens when you need to have blood drawn? What do?
Pray. But look the other way.
You look the other way. What do you think about?
I think about, can this go any faster?
Oh, okay.
And I kind of look at the ceiling and I count if I see dots or anything.
Dots?
Oh, well, yeah. Sometimes there's like the black spots.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just anything to get my mind off of the 35 seconds there's a needle in my arm.
It's just a little pinch.
It's not the pinch. It's what me it? Knowing that what? There's blood leaving my system. That's what gets me.
Humans, you're like a crab. You regenerate.
Yeah, I know that. But at the same time, it doesn't help me realize the fact that if I look to my left or my right, there is a stream of blood leaving my system and I can't do anything about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. You ever had a nosebleed? That ever happened to you?
All the time. That doesn't bother me, though.
Your nose bleeds all the time.
No, I'd say a couple, like maybe one or two times a year.
Oh, okay. All right. When you say your nose bleeds all the time, like this is a weekly occurrence, what are you doing?
It was an allergy-based thing. So when it would go from spring to summer or fall into winter, it would start to bleed.
The only people I know who have nosebleeds all the time have recreational activities, Botcher. Okay.
No, none here.
Okay. All right. I'm like, well, why is your nose bleeding all the time? Well, I'm happy that you're doing good. We want you to keep all your blood in your body. Anyway, the NFL players are tough. All right, like guy like Chris Godwin had his ankle shattered last year. Todd Bowles talked about him back at practice. Does that mean we're going to see him, Todd? Tell me.
Oh, I mean, it went well, but he practiced. He was off yesterday after he practiced Wednesday. We'll see how he feels tomorrow.
Okay, all right, we'll see. Man, if my ankle broke, you wouldn't see. Well, I guess this is what they do professionally. Risk of the job. It's no different than me. I lose my voice, right? I lose my voice. I have. You know, I try to battle through it, and sometimes you just can't go. I've been here at work with a sore-ass throat, having to sip tea and lozenges and not talk throughout the day just so I can show up to work. Everybody has to deal with something at their job, right? And if I can't speak, I can't work. Botch, if I had no voice, what would happen? Well, they put a replacement here, right?
Most likely. Unless you wanted to battle it out and then sound like you got attacked.
I've done that. Doesn't feel good, man. That actually physically hurt. And you could do damage to your voice. And I have no job. They'd be like, hey, get the hell out of here. You can't speak anymore. Find something else to do. Sit on the typewriter, JR. Sit on the typewriter.
There's got to be a market for
a voiceless
sign language sports show. Like on YouTube or something.
On YouTube.
Like to be a sign person for people who are deaf.
I'd have to learn. What is it called? ASL. ASL. American Sign Language. There we go. Okay.
That's a market that can be explored. Sports news for people.
Do you know American Sign Language?
I know maybe three things. I actually learned how to say go birds in language because there's a guy.
Middle finger?
No. That's for when there's alcohol involved.
That's called go birds, middle finger.
Mm-hmm. Double bird. But no, there's a guy on Instagram who is part deaf, and then he teaches people how to say different sayings and sign. Oh. So he's been doing NFL teams. So the go birds one is very easy to say.
You know, I know American Sign. Everything I know in American Sign Language is inappropriate, okay? I know. It's not gonna work for sports. It's not. Maybe, hey, hopefully I never have to do it. We'll see. Injury, everybody got to deal with some type of stuff at their job. Hey, like Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy had to deal with stuff at his job. Are we going to see Brock Purdy coming back over the weekend? Are we going to see Brock Purdy, Mr. $50 million plus? Is he going to come back and take that job for Mac Jones? I hope so. I mean, Mac Jones is eventually going to pretty much throw him out the window. But let's see what's going on with Brock Purdy and his toe, his foot. San Francisco 49ers are going to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. We talked about Travis Hunter and his usage, but are we going to see Brock Purdy at all? This is what Kyle Shanahan had to say.
Injuries for the game. We got Jordan Watkins out. CJ West out, Renardo Green questionable, Juwan Jennings questionable, Mac Jones questionable, Connor Colby questionable, Ricky Purcell questionable. Go ahead.
Yeah, beat that Brock will start.
Yes.
How did Brock just look this week? How much better than last week?
It looked good. Got to do a lot more than last week, and each day got a lot better.
Man, how come the coaches just don't come out instead of saying everybody that's hurt? Making the reporters have to think fast. Well, what about this guy? We didn't hear this guy's yell. Why can't Kyle Shanahan just say, Brock Purdy is going to start. These are the guys who are hurt. Like, isn't that a little bit easier? Do we got to play cat and mouse in a game of chicken with the reporters? Do we got to treat them like that? I mean, damn. I don't know. Maybe Brock Purdy has some super healing powers. It was his shoulder. It was his foot. It was his toe. And now he's back. Good for him going out here to earn his money. I like Brock Purdy. I like the guy. I don't think people give him his just due. I want to see him go out there and earn his money. People need to give him a break. Kyle Shanahan said he's like Wolverine. He heals fast.
Not really. I mean, that was what we were hoping for. We knew it could go either way, but the fact that we even considered him to be an emergency guy last week, just talking to him on Monday and Tuesday, and it wasn't full on Wednesday or Thursday, but you could tell it was going that direction, and as long as he woke up today feeling good, you know, we kind of expected it.
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, it feels good. Anyway, speaking of feeling good, how do I even forget about this? I'm talking about Baker Mayfield and his bicep and what he's going to do next and this and that. Just Baker is going to be out there on the field. I can't imagine not. Okay, well, why the hell would he? The guy got a chip on his shoulder. We talked about Tua Tagovailoa last night. Saying dumb things. Responding to Cam Newton like, oh, Cam Newton never played in the NFL. That was at least Tua's. That's what his response sounded like. People say wild and crazy things. The criticism from Cam Newton about Tua was that he doesn't have a chip on his shoulder. Look, Baker Mayfield has a chip on his shoulder. You know, we'll get into the whole Steve Wilks situation. As a former coach in North Carolina or Carolina with the Panthers. And Baker Mayfield always looking for an edge. That's what the good athletes do. They make up stuff to try to go out there and motivate themselves. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need no motivation, okay? I'm ready to go. And when we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to talk about one of the biggest games of the weekend. Most cases, this could be an AFC championship game. Except for one of these teams is going to walk away from the game with a record of 1-3. I'm talking about the Ravens. I'm talking about the Chiefs. Somebody is going to be in disaster mode this upcoming Monday. I'm going to tell you who I think is going 1-3. We're going to do that on the other side of the break. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.